tagcastpodcast.com.
Hey, Taggets, you got a combine or a tractor that needs serviced? Check out Complete Ag Resolutions. Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. They're a family-based business where the customer always comes first. Check them out at facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions.
Do it.
Hey, Gatch.
Yeah.
We're on iTunes. We're on TuneIn. We're on Stitcher. We're on the internet. We're on Facebook. We're on TagCastPodcast.com.
You just blew my mind.
Did you say blow?
Mind. I'm losing my mind.
And now, once again, it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch.
Yeah.
My name's Terry Gile.
You know what you are? You gimpy lake monster!
You're a sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical bigot.
Hello, everybody. I can't speak.
My leg is right out in the middle of the street.
Did you know that I've seen your penis 6 times today? And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
Would you go to the president's office? Shit on his desk while he's watching right there on his desk.
We don't need idiots.
Ernest?
Good for nothings. Meth heads. Or
Bob and Tom.
I'm getting made for this, boys.
The TagCast Podcast starts right now. Teenage Gilligan. Welcome to the TagCast Podcast, episode 318. My name is Terry Gile. I am white. My co-host.
I'm Indian Gatch.
He's dropped the Carl.
They made a summer about me. I invented the summer.
He dropped the hot Carl.
I invented Burns.
Mr. Burns?
Indian Burns.
Oh, yeah, those things burn.
Yeah, they do.
Oh,
I remember
yeah.
getting those as a child from my uncles, those bastards.
Oh, yeah. And what else was Indian?
Indian toast. They don't have Indian toast.
Indian summers.
What would Indian toast be? I guess that'd be just burnt in the campfire.
I guess. Could be. Hey, welcome to Monday, you guys. Hope you had an awesome first weekend of the year.
Yeah.
I hope it was a successful
this
weekend.
This is a Sabbath-y riff.
This is a Corrosion of Conformity.
But it's got that twang in there, not twang, but squeal in there.
Kind of a southern metal type of, yeah, stoner rock southern metal. Checked these guys out a few weeks ago, and they were giving away this CD free. Compliments of Scion AV. They weren't selling them. But I'd already downloaded it because you can download it for free on the internet as well. So
nice.
Check out the latest EP from Corrosion of Conformity. The song is called The Megalodon.
Megalodon. Nice.
Try out all the Megalodon. I think that's nice. The name of the album. I'm not sure. I wish I could remember. It's a great show, though. I've talked about it all for the last 3 weeks, so I'll shut my trap. But it's good stuff. Hope you guys have been getting out and doing some fun stuff, at least.
I have.
What you been
what
doing?
Did I do this weekend? I did some cleaning.
Cleaning.
It's time for some spring cleaning, right?
Yep, spring's coming in a couple months.
Yeah.
I got a lot of stuff on my list to do for the new year of just things that I need to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
And all boy, right. I've been having trouble getting to them all.
Mm-hmm. Any you got enough wood for the winter?
No, we've been buying it. I bought a cord for $140 a couple weeks ago, and it's already almost gone.
Really? See, I've never had a position where I've needed to know how much wood it takes to get through a winter. How much wood does it take to get through a winter?
For me, about five or six chords. Mm-hmm. But the main question that I always think is, how much wood does a woodchuck chuck of a woodchuck could chuck wood?
Yeah, a lot.
That's a lot of wood.
Chucking. That is a lot of wood. Morning.
But yeah, my dad just wants me to bring the chainsaw down there because the beavers, not mm-hmm. the sports team, but actual animals, chopped down a couple trees for us.
Right on.
So we're going to saw those up into manageable pieces and chop them up and whatnot and then burn them. Thanks, beavers.
Nice.
Go, beavers. So yeah, it's Monday. We still have no guests. So I've decided in the year of 2013... we don't need no stinking guests.
We don't need no stinking woodchucks.
We got this thing handled.
We do.
Like a suitcase.
Yeah.
Or like a law case.
Mm-hmm.
I'm handling the case like Bob Loblaw. A.K.A. Scott Baio. Can't wait for Arrested Development to come out.
I know.
When it's taking a long time. Is there any way we can find out when it's supposed to drop?
Drop.
I finally had one story that was actually not bad from last year. You know, we've had a lot of tragedies going on. It's kind of bad, kind of good. There was a Goodwill store in Missouri.
Mm-hmm. Or was it a hunting store?
No, it was Goodwill.
Oh, Goodwill. Okay.
What'd you think I said?
No, I was making a Goodwill Hunting reference.
Oh, Goodwill Hunting. I was thinking sporting goods, hunting,
Matt
Goodwill.
Dave.
We have a listener in Missouri, Carrie Davis.
Nice.
She said she's listened to every episode.
Nice. That's awesome.
And her friends at work listen too, and they get a big kick out of it. But down there in Missouri, there was a Goodwill store, and there was a stack of cash that came in with a book. Well, it wasn't a stack, but it was in the pages of this book that had been dropped off to the Goodwill, right?
Uh-huh.
15 different people attempted to claim the $15,000 when it was discovered at the Sappington Goodwill store in St. Louis.
Wow.
And they finally found the rightful owner.
Hmm.
I don't know how.
They found a hair in there or something?
They tracked down where the book had came from, apparently. She donated the book, and it was mixed in with some other items that she donated to the store after holding an estate sale. And... they had to pay $979 to Goodwill for legal fees for all the stuff they had to do to find out who owned the money. But I just think that it's funny that 15 people came forward and it was really only just one of them.
That is funny.
They had to hire an attorney.
What's that say about 14 others?
And it's at Goodwill. I mean, you're supposed to be Goodwill. Goodwill to men.
Yeah, who's shopping at Goodwill with that much money?
No, they weren't shopping. Oh. They brought a book in, and it had like $15,000 cash in it, like through the pages.
Oh, through the pages they were keeping it. Okay.
Yeah, because it came from an estate sale.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they found and then all these, they said, this money was found, and all these people came forward. Yep, that's mine. That was my book.
My uncle once gave me a dollar.
Sweet. Did you save it?
Yes. He said if I saved it for 1 year, he would give me five.
Did you make it?
Yes.
Wow.
He said if I saved that five... for a year, he would give me a 10.
Well, this is looking good.
And if I save that for a year, he would give me a 20. And then a 50, and then a 100.
How far did you make it?
I actually think I saved the $1 bill for like 7 or 8 years. But I don't think I ever... I might even still have
How many
it.
Years did you have to save it?
Just one. Well, I never really cashed it
in. So he
it
didn't
in.
Give you the he didn't give you
no,
the
No, he didn't really, like... He said so, but, you know... Well, there was, you know... I didn't really...
That's disheartening.
It is. But I saved it for a long time, and it... well, I don't know. There is a memory attached to it. I don't think... But that's kind of a cool thing to do for somebody, though, to see to test the patience of someone. Can you save a dollar?
But then you're going to be out of money after a few years.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think he actually saw me saving even the first dollar. I think he thought I'd go to the candy store.
So he just
store.
Instantly wrote it off and
Probably.
Just said he ain't ever going to do it. He's going to go buy candy.
Yeah. Well, the reason why I remember this is because I remember they had a Bible and I flipped through it one time and there was... No, there was the notes with the dollar bill serial numbers because he'd given me and my two cousins the same deal.
Ah. Did your cousins make it through? They probably didn't even pay attention to that.
No, I don't think so.
burning.
They weren't as OCD as I was.
That's too funny. I mean, it sucked. That's a mean uncle. Mm-hmm. I mean, it gives you that hope of having every year 5, 10, 15. By the time you go to 10 years, you probably get a nice $100 bill or something like that. I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. It just depends on if your uncle was nice or mean.
Mm-hmm. Where do you, you're a huge, what do you call an SNL fan? You call him an SNL head?
I don't think they have a moniker.
Really?
Well, if it seems like if they did, I would know because I kind of think mm-hmm. I am one. As far as old Saturday Night Live and being a fan.
An SNL-ophile?
I'm an SNL-ophile. SNLer.
All right, where do you rank?
I'm a hardcore SNLer.
So where do you rank?
Sneller.
Victoria Jackson in your rank of cast members.
I would say that she was the best ditzy blonde ever on the show.
The best ditzy blonde.
Of course, there weren't a lot of them, though.
Yeah.
So that's kind of not very nice. I don't know. She seemed very...
Like
maybe,
wig, probably better.
Maybe...
The wig is better.
Maybe two, but kind of one-dimensional. Yeah. She didn't have a lot of depth to her characters. Seemed like every character she played was just kind of wide-eyed and talked slow and didn't know. She'd come on Weekend Update and do some things, and every once in a while she'd come out in some weird kind of
tunes
outfit.
She was a ditzy, she played a good ditzy Shelley Long style character.
Yeah, and maybe that was just her.
Yeah, chances are. Let's find out. You know, remember the tragedy a few weeks ago with the Adam Lanza? Was that his name?
Yeah, I heard his brother, Ryan, got accused of it for a while there, and people were blasting him on Facebook saying this was the killer.
Really?
From Hoboken, New Jersey, and it wasn't him. But anyway, yeah, go ahead.
Well, Victoria Jackson on her Facebook, what she said is she basically compared him to the... to the women who have abortions.
What?
She said, wasn't the Connecticut killer just doing what abortionists do every day?
Killing babies?
Yeah. It's a wonder we don't have
that's bullshit,
more 20-year-old, quote, dads, unquote, doing what women and doctors have been an accomplice to for years in America, unquote.
Wow. That's kind of...
Isn't that fucking wacko?
That's a little callous. That seems a little bit wacko, yeah. I mean, of course, some people were really firm on the stance of abortion is murder.
I think she was quoting her friend, but that's what she was posting on. She was kind of agreeing with it and posting it on her Facebook.
Oh, that's cool. I mean, like I said in the previous episodes, you know, Facebook is yours and it's yours to do what you want with it. If you want to say that, I guess let your thoughts be known.
Did you know she was that ultra conservative?
I didn't. I didn't know she was anti-abortion. I didn't know, but...
That's a big statement, though, just to make and throw out there, though.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, I mean,
I don't think it's very comparable. I think that what happened in those schools and the movie theaters and the different places and that temple and all the shootings we had last year are way worse than any abortion, because abortion, the mother is going in voluntarily giving up the life of that child, which of course mm-hmm. that sounds bad, and it is bad in a way. I mean, but if this child is going to be introduced into a world of poverty that their parents can't afford to take care of them, and I know there's the adoption thing, mm-hmm. but it's way worse than a shitload of parents losing their little kids to a senseless tragedy.
Yeah,
that's a bold statement, I think, to compare that to abortion.
I agree.
That's kind of crazy. Jesus, Victoria. I thought you were just a dingy blonde who didn't know what was going on. And I just wonder, you know, I know most of our listeners are male, but we've got a few female listeners. I wonder, I don't even know. I know there's a lot of crazy guys. Just take, for example, the majority of people who do these shootings are guys, but there's fucking a lot of crazy women that are in a different way of crazy. know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Victoria Jackson. That was crazy.
Well, yeah, and I mean, there are a lot of crazy viewpoints out there.
Check out this crazy woman.
All right.
This woman in North Carolina refused to pull her car over for police.
Mm-hmm.
And as she's fleeing from them, she called 911 to tell the police that she would stop her vehicle for $300,000.
What?
She called 911 while the cops were chasing her.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And told them that she would pull over if they paid her $300,000.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. Did they pay her?
That's fucking crazy is what that is. That lady is
but
crazy.
They had to agree to it, right? I mean, just then she would pull over. I mean, you're not, obviously not going to give her... You're going to say, yeah, I'll give it to you. Pull over.
Okay, she called during the chase and told the dispatcher that there was no emergency and she would not stop unless a police officer promised her $300,000. The sheriff's office said that she was arrested when she pulled into a private driveway. The arrest up report said that she had been driving about 70 miles per hour in a 45 zone. She was charged with driving while impaired, felony fleeing to elude arrest, driving with the license revoked, careless and reckless driving, and driving left of center.
I didn't know that was a.
I didn't even know. I didn't even know that was a charge.
Wouldn't that be in the other lane? I guess.
Yeah, that's driving into oncoming traffic. But to put it into a nice legal standpoint, driving left of center, like most of the Republicans, no, right wing, they're a little bit left of center. The newspaper reported that she was also charged in an unrelated case on a charge of failing to appear in court for driving while impaired. So she's a. Apparently a bad driver. She's driving 70 in a 45, and then when she gets pulled over, or they're chasing her with her lights on, she's like, yeah, I'll pull over for $300,000.
Yeah, I would. They could pull me over all the time. I'd be driving in the other lane just waiting for them to, for the lights to turn on so I could...
Cash in?
Yep.
Yeah, and then she must have just gave up and got home or something, so she just pulled in the driveway.
I had...
crazy ladies.
I had an Aflac thing going for a while.
Poor Gilbert.
I had insurance to where my copay was $10 a visit, but my supplemental Aflac insurance paid me $110 every time I went to the doctor.
So you cut your hand.
Cash. No, I didn't do anything on purpose, but I went in there a few times.
I'll smash your finger right now.
But it seemed like, yeah, I was like thinking, maybe I should stab myself. I burnt myself one time pretty bad with a charcoal chimney, and that was, they awarded me $280.
Wow.
Yeah, which paid about a year's worth of Aflac fees.
Oh, shit. This came right back around.
Yeah.
Paid for itself. So did you decorate your house this year for Christmas?
No, but I decked my hall with boughs of holly.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Where's your hall?
I don't have one.
Because I don't even smell it in here anymore. I know it's been a couple weeks since Christmas, but...
No, I didn't do any decorating.
We didn't even have a tree. I think I told you that before the holidays, but we didn't have a tree this year, and we didn't put any... Well, my wife put a couple little Santas out in the flower bed right by our lights, but not Christmas lights, just your regular flower bed lights.
Yeah.
You know, those solar-powered ones that come on at night. I was just curious, this guy was given a ticket for $274 for decking his pickup out with Christmas lights.
Oh, wow. Too many lights on there? Or what's the deal?
Yeah, I guess just any is too many. This is in Wichita, Kansas. He aims to feed and clothe the homeless. He spent 16 hours covering his truck in Christmas lights and hooking up to a generator in the bed of his vehicle and driving around and giving away stuff to people for Christmas. You know, so he's being kind of like Santa Claus.
Uh-huh.
And so maybe he wanted his truck to look like a sleigh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So what was it? Did they nab him on too many distractions on his car or something?
I don't know. The ticket was $274 for his light display and... He's kind of pissed about it. He thinks that it's bullshit because he was doing a humanitarian, good Samaritan thing. And He said the cops were saying that you're going to get a lot of rubberneckers that are looking at the vehicle that won't be paying attention to where they're driving, and they're going to have a collision or rear end somebody because they're too busy looking at the car or the truck or whatever. So he said it brought a smile to many people's faces, and that's probably worth it. Thousands of people stopped him to have their pictures taken and stuff. So he's not like going to sue and he's going to pay his ticket, but I just thought that was kind of bullshit. It'd be like giving Santa a ticket.
Yeah.
For not having lights on his sleigh, if Santa was a real person. It's like he's trying to do some good for the community and give back to some homeless people and stuff. And
mm-hmm.
So he decked out his truck, and so they gave him a ticket.
Yeah.
For almost $300.
That. Well, you know, there's... I don't know. Who was he hurting?
The police thought that he was distracting drivers and that he was going to cause crashes. You know, they're going to rear-end the car because they're like, whoa, look at that truck. That's awesome.
Yeah, but there's... By the way, that's what a cop looks like when he's on the side of the road and his cops are flashing. You're like, whoa, somebody's getting fucked.
Oh, man, that guy's bumming.
Yep.
He's like, guess the crime. I bet he's getting a DUI. So I wonder if any of our listeners got any DUIs over the holidays.
I did not.
That's good. Well, you are a listener, technically, but I was... really talking about people who aren't on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if you guys got any DUIs, give us a call and let us know your sad story. We'll give you a ride to class sometime. We had to push a car around the corner the other day. My buddy that I talked about the other day, Dan with the mean parents, he was at one of his classes because he recently went through that. And,
mm-hmm.
He's going to his alcohol classes and whatnot, and he went out to start his car, and his starter went out. Well, he's right around the corner from Napa, but they wouldn't, because of insurance purposes, they can't take the tools off site and work on his car
mm-hmm.
down by the library. But so we didn't have to push it. We just had to, push it up because it was on a one-way street and then roll it down around the corner, and then I towed it with my van.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of a bummer for him, man. He came out of his class, and then, like, he was so... not concerned, but he really wanted to get to his class so he didn't miss his credits that he got.
Yeah.
So he's trying to get him to get their car fixed before it was time, and he wasn't going to have time. And then he asked me if I could give him a ride, and I couldn't, and I felt bad. So now I'm putting it out to you guys. If you got a DUI over the holidays and you need a ride to your class someday, call the Tagcast podcast. I might be able to help you.
Yeah.
But you got to be a good friend.
I might walk you halfway.
Gee, I'll walk you.
Yeah.
You walk the dog.
All right, pick a number between 1 and 12.
11.
1.
That's the farthest from it.
Yep. Roll a 12-sided die.
That's a fun game.
Hey, here's something. Let's plug something. All right, how would...
Butt plug.
You got a P.O. box. How much cash would someone need to send you for a Domesticide CD?
$5.
Bam! Send $5 cash to P.O. box.
12, Brownsville, Oregon, 97327.
Bam!
Yeah. I'll send you 2.
Wow.
2 for $5 today only.
Wow. So mention Tagcast 318 in your correspondence.
You say, I heard on Tagcast 318 that I got 2 for $1, 2 for $5. $2 for $5.
That's an awesome deal.
And I'll even cover shipping, which is going to leave me with nothing. I just got to get rid of these things, man. The band's been broke up for 5-6 years now, 5.5 years, and I still got like 500 CDs.
Yeah.
Hey, you bands coming up, don't ever order 1,000 CDs if you don't have a record company or support, because you're going to be stuck with those things because your band's going to break up. Bands don't last more than 4 years. Come on. Solon was a fluke. We lasted 9 years, and that was just weird. And, well, the Bone Jars, that's a different story because we're not really a band, but we're 20 years strong now.
That's awesome.
20 years plus 2 months. We only did 2 shows this last year.
Wow.
The Bone Jars played twice in 2012. Once at a bar and once at a party. Crabtree and Foster, two of the biggest metropolises of Oregon.
But you guys, as a whole band, do you guys really want to play that more?
No, we're busy. It'd be nice to have the extra income.
Yeah.
Like when we used to play more often, you know, because mm-hmm. we do get a little bit of pennies mm-hmm. for playing those classic rock
yeah.
crap tunes.
You guys just don't want to throw one day a month into there or whatever?
I don't know. We just don't seek out the gigs, so it's usually someone will ask us if we can, and more often than not, one of the three of us is booked doing something else already, because Jake's in a couple bands, and he's got a job,
he's got a couple kids,
he's got the bar.
Ooh, newborn.
Yeah.
And the bar.
And
you know.
Steve, he's probably got time. I saw him putting messages up to go to the Calipuya. Actually called it the Calabruya.
Nice. And he plays in other projects too, right?
Yeah, he does. He plays in a band called the Summit Underground.
Uh-huh.
A pretty good blues band. They play around quite a bit. And he jams with that Rich Clyburn quite a bit. And the dude from Smith that has a gold record hanging on the wall in the Dixie Creek Saloon.
Wow.
Have you seen that gold record up there?
Yeah.
You have, yeah.
Smith?
Yeah. Baby, it's you. Meow, 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 meow.
Oh, it's that guy?
Meow. Well, he was the guitar player. It's a chick singer.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you know that song, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, from the 60s, right?
Yeah, he was on that album.
Wow, and that's
cool. He jams the Dixie every other week or so.
Huh, and so, oh, what was his name? Oh, Smith.
Rich Clyburn. No, the band was called Smith. It was called Smith.
Oh.
Smith the band.
All right, see, I'm trying to partner this guy with someone named Wesson.
Oh, no, they didn't make the Guns.
Yeah.
That was two other
people. Or maybe you could just perform with a stool there and just put a bottle of Wesson oil on the stool.
Do you think that the people who make Smith & Wesson or who teamed up with Mr. Smith actually make Wesson oil?
It might.
That'd be weird.
I mean, lubrication is important for guns, right?
Gun oil. Wesson gun oil.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I use for cooking.
Pretty sure that's not what you want to be using for cooking.
It's
your
metal, dude.
Your pork chops.
I'm in metal.
Wait, I'm not going to tell you how to cook your pork chops.
I have a gun. I'm not afraid to use it on just a regular person.
Don't tell me how to make my pork chops.
Hey, where is Ontario, Canada in relation to Adrian Bacon Farrell?
That would be...
pretty close to him. Just a little south.
South.
Because Ontario is above, what, New York and Chicago?
I wouldn't say just a little bit, you know.
It's up a ways.
I would say Ontario, at my best guess, would be halfway. Well, is it a province?
Ontario is, yeah, and then there's the town in Ontario is Leamington. I was just wondering if
Ontario would probably be next to Quebec.
Farrell, I was just wondering if you've ever been to Leamington, Ontario, and if you had recently visited the Essex County Library. There's a mystery culprit who has been urinating. The urinating bandit has caused about $5,000 in damage to the facility's books. He goes in there when they're closed, and he just pisses all over the books.
He's know who it is?
No. They finally found him. His name is Adrian Farrell. I'm just kidding.
I know who it is, though.
No, who is it?
Ozzy.
Ozzy Osbourne?
Yeah.
He went from pissing on the Alamo to pissing on the books.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The mystery culprit has been... oh, maybe they didn't. They haven't found him yet. He has urinated on stacks several times during the past 3 weeks, most recently Monday, and each time he damaged between 30 and 90 books. And as soon as they've been touched with a biohazard, we would not circulate them to the public, and they are destroyed. So, you can't recover books, she said, especially if they're covered in piss.
Yeah, you can't. They've been red flagged.
See,
you know,
just,
once you take them to the bathroom.
And just think, you know, if he would have just sent all that piss over to Nigeria, he could have, like, powered the whole library for 36 hours.
Yeah.
Just with his piss. Instead, he's ruining... the pissing bandit. Damn you.
So, Ontario, is above all that kind of land adjacent to U.S. over there in the east, and then it goes huge Quebec, and then where? Newfoundland.
Huge Quebec?
Yeah, but you know what? You never hear anything about Manitoba, do you?
I hear about it sometimes. What did you hear about Manitoba?
I don't I just don't ever hear about it.
One thing I heard is the White Stripes played there on their tour where they played in every province, but that's obvious because they played in every province.
Did they play
it's not.
Did they play in Nunavut?
Is it a province or a province?
It's a province.
What's a Providence?
The Missouri. Providence, Rhode Island.
Oh, Providence. Providence.
Yeah.
I used to go out with the Providence.
Oh, really?
Shereen Providence. She wasn't from Canada. She wasn't a Nickelback.
But no, I think Nickelback?
I think she liked Nickelback, though, unfortunately.
You know, the capital of Canada is right near the New York and New England region, and then that seems like the farthest point from most of Canada.
Yeah, it probably is. You're looking at a map, though. I'm just using my brain.
Yeah.
I can't think like that.
There's a map.
Schmaps!
Map!
That's all of Canada?
Yeah.
God, that place is small.
I know. Yeah, but I don't even know what Nunavut is.
Nuni.
Nunavut.
Nunu.
What goes on in Nunavut?
Nuni.
Or Manitoba.
Nana.
What's the big things going on over there? Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Ninu.
Why is Winnipeg in Manitoba?
Nunu.
Nunavut.
Nana. This is my son, Nuni. And this is my wife, Nuni. Oh, hi, Nuni. It's not Nuni, it's Nuni.
Nununi.
Nuni.
Nanu nanu.
I was trying to think someone for the new year who could start calling and harassing that would actually answer their phone. Oh, you got excited there for a second.
I don't know anybody.
You're like, I'm just going through my whole phone book, and as soon as I find someone that I think is worthy.
With Pat.
He ain't going to answer. We already called him. When did we call him? We called him about two or three weeks ago, and when his brother was here.
Uh-huh.
And once again, we just got the answering machine.
Yeah.
He doesn't give a goddamn about us. He's too busy with all of his other shit.
Yeah.
Maybe we could call Lance Thill.
All right.
Nah, he won't answer his phone. He's already lost his mouth and his thumbs are big. He just texts. That's all he does. So. He's a texter.
You could call Dan.
Dan Wambacher?
Yeah.
Dude, why would I do that? I haven't talked to Dan in a long time. Maybe I should call him since I haven't talked to him for so long.
Yeah.
No, he'd be scared to answer his phone, too, probably. He'd Travis.
Call my landlord.
Ooh, yeah, let's call your landlord.
All right.
Ah, this is Dustin Gatchel. I'm not going to have the money this month. You can kick me out if you want. Fuck off. Click. You're like, that wasn't me. That wasn't even me. I don't talk like that.
He would believe it was me.
He's like, dude, I heard your southern accent before.
I knew you're all from the south.
Yep, that's where you came from. I know that's true.
From the south.
Hey, we do got some birthdays today. Famous and no friends though.
Famous Amos.
Yeah. Well, no. I like those cookies though.
Better than grandma's cookies.
Well, not my grandma's because she's dead. And those cookies are old. Kenny Loggins, happy birthday. He's Footloose.
Right on.
Can you guess how old Kenny Loggins is today? You did good the other day.
He is 53.
Well, let me see. He was born in 48. No, you're a little off. I think he's 55. 55.
No, he'd be that's like close, 65.
Though. Oh, yeah. 60. Yeah, 65. Yeah.
I knew 53 was too young, but it was the first one. Okay.
First number I got. All right, next one for you to guess. Birthday today. Nicolas Cage. Also known
I'm
as
gonna go with
Nicolas
the,
Coppola. Did you know his name was Coppola?
Yeah. He's related.
Yeah, and he didn't want to use that name to get anywhere.
Yeah,
must change my name to Cage and whisper a lot. So yeah,
I'm gonna guess the same.
You think he's the same age as Kenny Loggins?
No, I'm gonna go 53.
Well, he's gotta have trouble with math. I think he's only 49. He was born in 1964. Yeah, he's 49. He's younger than I thought.
Bastard.
He's almost 50
me too, by 4 years.
Now let's see if you remember this guy. Dougie Doug and the Get Fresh Crew.
Oh, yeah, dude.
The Get Fresh Crew.
Yeah,
he was a big
man,
rapper
big
in
rapper.
The 80s. Yeah, I don't know where he is now. I think he did something with someone recently that was kind of
yeah
something on something, but I can't remember.
Happy 53rd birthday to him.
Dougie Doug? No, dude. He's only 44. He's 44 today. I keep forgetting that it's 2013.
44? He was born in 67?
69.
69. 69.
69. All right. 99, boy.
Anyone else?
That's it. No friends. No. It's January 7th. It's an uneventful day. Tomorrow is Elvis's birthday, but we won't be here.
Oh, he would have been.
And David Bowie.
He would have been. Elvis would have been 86.
Really? Was he born in 42? Wait, he was 42 when he died in 77. He's 35.
That's 23 plus 44.
And then welcome to the math section of the podcast. Thanks for tuning in.
No, you wouldn't have been near that.
He was 42 in 77.
Uh-huh.
So 77. So
add 23.
23.
63 to 2000 plus 13.
23 plus 12 plus 23. 36 plus 42.
It's been like 76.
Hike! 78.
Let's go along.
Yeah. And David Bowie birthday tomorrow too, but I don't know why I even said that. Just because I don't even have those written down, I just know those celebrity birthdays.
Yeah, you're good with birthdays, man. You've always known everybody's birthday.
You say it's your birthday.
There's a guy at a bar in a town near here, and I don't know him, but everybody tells me that he will know your birthday once you tell him once.
You don't know his name?
No.
How do you know of him then?
He's of legend.
A living legend?
He's of legend.
Oh, of legend.
Yeah. People tell me, I've heard from many people that once this guy knows your birthday,
mm-hmm.
he will never forget it.
Dude, that's me. It's me.
Is it?
Yes, it's me.
You don't forget birthdays?
I don't forget.
Wow, dude.
I am the man you thought you had never met.
That's alien.
I am the legend. Illuminati.
Legend.
Hey, I forgot to mention this when we talked a week or two about the Yob show. I was talking to Travis down there at the speakeasy, and I was looking at their merch and stuff, and I was talking to him and about that record that they gave me, and it's got the Scion logo on the front of it.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, that right there? And he pointed at it. He's like, that's the Illuminati. Made me think he might have been listening to the podcast.
Wow.
Or else it was just a weird thing. And I was like,
it's everywhere for you now.
It is, isn't it? And he's like, yeah. He goes, if you look close enough, he goes, that's the swastika just tweaked a little bit.
You know what that is?
He said the Scion logo is the swastika tweaked a little bit.
You know what that is? That's the Illuminati.
I know.
To you.
He's
it's getting to you, dude.
I know.
It's
everywhere I look, I see it right now. Illuminati.
I know.
So, Travis, if you are listening.
That's awesome.
Kudos to you.
Come on down to the show.
Yeah, he said he's been real busy with trying to balance family life and road life and Yob life.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I understand. You know, it's just like Octomom, trying to balance a porn career and being a mother of 14. It's hard. You don't have time to come on the Tagcast podcast. Maybe we'll call you and do a phone interview.
That'd be cool.
And see how your Corrosion of Conformity
Or you could just call in and interview himself or rant.
We'll just talk on the phone for an hour. That'd be weird to have a phone guest for the whole show.
Just have someone.
We'll just have them on speakerphone.
Yeah. Just have someone phone it in.
Yeah. Like, literally. It's like, I know you want to be on the show, but you could just phone it in, dude, if you don't really have it in you. How many do you got in you? Hey, I was noticing their day. We're up to 154 likes on our Facebook page.
I know our recent, I guess about a month, push for more friends paid off.
Yeah, and our most popular city is Eugene, Oregon.
Nice.
For Facebook likes. Our most popular week was July 22nd, 2012.
Wow, that was a while ago.
That's how popular we are. We've been that popular for a long time. And unfortunately, now these are all in alphabetical order, so I don't know who is our newest likes, but I was going to give him a shout out. I know Ron Hoosier is pretty new.
We recently hit over 12,000.
On 12-12-12, actually, was the day.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure because we were four downloads away on 11-12-12. So, thanks to you 12,000 listeners. We've got 12,000 listeners.
We do.
Yeah.
No one has ever listened to an episode more than once. 12,000 individual listeners.
We pretty much just give you one episode and you're like, fuck, that was awesome.
My mind is blown.
I'll probably never listen to another one of those episodes.
I'll never listen to anything ever again.
Dude, that's not... Oh, these must just be people who are my friends. They won't let me see the other people.
Yeah, it doesn't. There's no way to unless a recent likes. I know, it's weird.
It says six people are talking about this.
They should. It's probably me and you and the Zappa
cast. A dog named Boo. Me and you and a dog named Boo. Now I'm seeing our George Bush is a lizard episode on there.
Mm-hmm.
Informative conjecture.
It was.
Awesome.
We'll probably be hunted after that episode.
You know what's funny?
Hmm.
Your mom.
He is a lizard.
Who, your mom?
Mm-hmm. She's a lizard.
You know what is funny?
Lizards.
A previously unknown lizard that was named after U.S. President Obama was the victim of the same extinction as the dinosaurs. So they've named this Obamadon.
Obamadon?
Obamadon, like the megalodon. So,
dude, you're talking about Obamadon.
No, Obamadon.
Yeah, that's what his wife calls it. Obamadon, some big monster that's soon to be extinct.
Whoa, it says snakes and lizards were hit extremely hard when it took out the ecosystem.
Why did they sign up for Obamacare?
These people are at Yale, right, and they're scientists, and they discovered Obamadon gracilis. While they were studying fossils collected from a broad swath of North America from New Mexico to Alberta, Canada, and they were examining the effects of the asteroid that hit the Yucatan 65.5 million years ago on reptiles. While they were at it, they identified 9 previously unknown species of lizards and snakes, and one of them has been named the Obamadon.
And now it's extinct before it's even
it was extinct,
discovered.
Yeah. And it was a small lizard that had long, slender teeth and was probably less than a foot long and ate insects.
Did anyone else get like a mention in there, like a Pescidon or a Pescidon?
No, but it did say that he was Democrat. The lizard was a Democrat. That's,
what about a De Niro-saur?
But there was no... A Robert De Niro-saur. There was no political significance to naming it after the president, but despite the fact that the lizard was, in fact, a Republican. It was the reincarnation of George Bush. He said, we're just having fun with taxonomy. Mass extinction of lizards.
You get to name it whatever you want.
Exactly.
You discover it, right?
Obamadon.
I like Obamadon and De Niro-saur.
I'm going to send that story to Don Frost from the Big and Loud podcast. I'm going to tell him, your name is now Obamadon.
That's awesome.
I say, did you vote for Obama or are you a Romneydon? A Romulan Romneydon.
That's awesome.
Robamadon.
I don't know. Were you into dinosaurs when you were a young boy, like many boys are into dinosaurs?
Man, my godfather's son is into them hardcore, but I don't remember being into them that much. I remember watching Godzilla versus King Kong and the Mothra and all those, but I don't really recall really being into...
You didn't
into...
go to the library and get books on dinosaurs?
No, and I didn't have like a lot of dinosaur figures and stuff, I think. I just maybe knew what... I don't know, the Tyrannosaurus Rex and this and that, but were you?
I remember
infatuated?
Getting a lot of books. There was a series on football teams and Super Bowls, and I would read those. Occasionally, I would get one of those drawing books and try to draw, but I never really picked that up.
You tried to draw dinosaurs?
No.
Just draw.
I like dinosaurs, but maybe like early years I was into dinosaurs when it was like, ooh, I'm into dinosaurs and fire trucks. You know, that kind of period of your life. Maybe three, right? 3 to 5.
I was into fire trucks and dinosaurs when I was 3, I'm sure.
Yeah, and you got...
And bombs.
You know, because that's what the toys you got to play with, right?
Yeah.
You know, you got those little fucking rubber dinosaurs, and you got the goddamn plastic G.I. Joe men that you can barely...
Stick up your butt.
...play with because they're still a choking hazard for you.
I got a G.I. Joe stuck up my butt!
You can't play with your older brother's muscles.
Yeah.
Those little wrestling characters, not like...
Muscles. Like muscles.
Muscles.
Like fish.
Yeah.
Muscle shoals.
That'd be funny. They need to make a wrestling muscle.
Just because of the fact that you said muscles and I said muscle shoals, which is a place in Atlanta, it brought back a bad memory.
Uh-oh.
Did you hear a few weeks ago? I don't know when it came out, but it was a couple weeks ago when I heard it. The new song by Lynyrd Skynyrd?
No.
Dude, it sounds just like Nickelback. Literally. Like, except for it's a different dude singing. But, like, it does not sound anything like Lynyrd Skynyrd. It's, and I found out, and I went to Wikipedia and I read a big story about Lynyrd Skynyrd, like from, it was like reading a mini documentary, which is kind of a cool thing about Wikipedia, you know, it tells of the beginnings of the band. They started in 1964, man.
Wow.
They weren't called Lynyrd Skynyrd till later on.
Three guitars then?
No, they did that in 1972, I think, is when they started doing the three guitar attack.
And that was before they released any albums.
Well, for labels, yeah, they had stuff out that they'd released themselves, but they won some Battle of the Bands.
Probably a big feat back then in 64, self-releasing stuff.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if that was when they first started. So
yeah, but
67,
I mean, even in those
68,
times.
Yeah, and they were not like a lot of the other bands that were out at the time because they were more Southern rock. But I did not know that Rick Medlock from Blackfoot was actually in the band for a while as a drummer when they had two drummers for a short period of time, kind of like the Allman Brothers, and then they abandoned that. And then Rick Medlock came back as a guitarist in 97. I can't remember if he still plays in the band. The only original remaining member that's in the band is Gary Rossington.
Oh, to this day? Ed Keyes died not too long ago,
no,
right?
Just not in the band. I think... Billy Powell, Leon Werkelson, I think those guys are all dead. But anyway, it was an interesting story, but the thing that I was getting at is that Lynyrd Skynyrd sounded so much like Nickelback, and I know that they're on the same record label, and I posted a thing saying that I'm thinking...
producer, man.
One or two things. Lynyrd Skynyrd seeing the Nickelbacks making a big chunk of money and getting some number one hits, so they're going to say, I'm going to write a song like Nickelback. Or, like you said, the producers are saying, see what these Nickelback kids are doing? They're making bank. You write a song like that... you'll be making bank. And Carl,
if you
actually
want to make bank, it's a hard
road to
hoe to make.
It's a hard hoe to row.
But, you know, I mean, they've always kind of like, you know, even back in the 80s and stuff, didn't they try to like catch on? Well, maybe they're still doing their thing.
No, they were broke up, dude, from they didn't even come back till the 87.
Oh, well,
there was the Rossington Collins band, and then there was the Gary Rossington band. And the Alan Collins project, they all splintered apart. And then there was a...
Some songs are harder on my ears than they used to be. You know, I mean, I still enjoy some good classics. You know, looking for MCA.
Yeah, Give Me Back My Bullets.
Give Me Back My Bullets.
The Ballad of Curtis Lowe.
Saturday Night in Special.
Yeah, I used to sing that at karaoke all the time. That's a rocking tune.
And, you know, I mean, they're all good, right? You know, but I mean...
You've heard Freebird and Sweet Home Alabama probably one too many times, but...
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I still like the... there's still certain qualities of those songs. But, yeah, you don't really need to hear them anymore, I guess.
You can just hear them in your head.
Yeah.
Just got to think about it.
Once they start, yeah.
Turn it up. And I bet that Lynyrd Skynyrd is not. What's in Hans's CD player?
It was once, though, wasn't it?
What's in Hans? Allman Brothers and Derek Trucks.
We're going to find out today.
Hans, call our hotline and let us know, have you ever listened to Lynyrd Skynyrd on our show? Or
what's in Hans?
Not on our show, but you know what I mean.
We're going to find out right now.
Let's just keep rolling this in the background.
Okay, Five Alive.
Refreshing. Oh, Five Alive. That's funny. Hans's CD player today, I had it in my mind, and now it escapes me. Hans is listening to The Sword, Apocryphon. That's a weird word.
I like those guys.
And then listen what he said at the end of this message. Rock it and roll it, you lucky slug.
Nice, nice.
Thanks, Hans. You're awesome.
Nice.
Just for that, we're going to give you... a little bit of this.
What's in Hans's CD player? What's in Hans's CD player? What's in Hans's CD player?
We already found out, you idiot. Sorry.
That's awesome.
We're going to skip to the helium version from now on until you tell us different. And until you call us and say, I got the new Skynyrd back in my... Whoa. I'm tripping out right now. I've been listening to them Crooked Vultures the last couple days.
On vinyl?
No. I do have it on vinyl. Double gatefold.
Remember when I pre-ordered it on Amazon?
And you didn't listen to it for a year.
No, I just found it like 2 months ago. What's it been, like 2 years it's been released? And I bought it in online as well.
Pre-ordered.
Yeah, well, yeah, with the physical CD. Yeah,
see, I bought the CD in the store, and then I bought the record in the store, and it had a digital download in the record. But I didn't download it because I already had the CD, so I guess I still could. But I kind of listened to that too much when it first came out.
And then, I wore it to death.
And then I gave it a big break, and then this last week or so, I've been rocking it.
Nice. It's gotten excellent tunes.
I wish they would do another one. I know they have a few songs already written, but
yeah,
I want my Skynyrd back. Give me my Skynyrd back.
In my junk drawer, I found an old My Two Hawks cartoon.
I almost forgot about those.
Hans was a big fan of that that cartoon that probably won't ever come back.
I'm starting a new one. Maybe you can partner up with me.
Right on, dude. Yeah.
It's called My Two Hans.
That would be cool, dude. Let's do it.
It's about two Han Solos.
Uh-huh.
Because Han's name is Hans.
Mm-hmm.
But Han Solo's name was Han.
Mm-hmm.
If you had two, it would be two Hans.
That'd be two Hans.
So the picture, instead of having two birds on a wire, it's going to have two Hans Solos.
Yeah.
And then they'll just say really witty stuff to each other.
Like, right on. Yeah, I like it. That's all you really need.
One would say, I love you, Han. Say, fuck off. Did you see that Family Guy thing? It was about Star Wars.
I don't know.
In the real Star Wars, she said, I love you, Han. And he said, I know.
Yeah.
But Peter Griffin said, fuck off! It was the uncensored version, of course, that I saw on Nuts Sucks.
Yeah. So people can call us at a tag. We got a hotline.
Oh, we didn't even give the number all year yet.
541-791-6824. Call and leave us a message.
6824?
No one's going to pick up. 6824.
All right. Once again, that number is 541-791-6824.
Yeah, call and leave us whatever message you want.
541-791-6824.
Mm-hmm.
Call before midnight tonight. 541-791-6824. 8624.
Call now and we'll throw in a set of bladeless knives with invisible handles.
541-791-6824. Which is easy for me to remember now because I said it like seven times.
Yeah.
I was born in 68 and at one point I was 24 years old. So I just remember 68, 24. Hike! So yeah, the TagCast hotline. And as you guys have heard, and you probably just forgot because we kept forgetting to remind you, that we had a couple calls that we played a week or two ago from some of our listeners abroad from as far out as Pennsylvania and Bend and different places around the world. We're hoping to get a call from New Guinea pretty soon from our resident pig over there.
Yeah.
He's a guinea pig. He's our on-the-spot reporter for New
Guinea. That's why Richard Keering is.
Guinea pigs are too big to fit in a toilet paper
He's always
roll.
Looking for a guinea pig.
He's always looking for a little weasel, a little hamster, a little crampster. What movies has he been in lately?
Pretty Woman.
Lately. It's Dick 2013.
Tracy. That wasn't even him.
Was he in Dick Tracy?
Oh, that was Warren Beatty.
Oh, they're the same. Red something. He was a movie called.
Is Warren Beatty related to Ned Beatty?
Oh,
Ned Beatty?
No. Heaven can wait. Warren Beatty.
The Ned Beatty squeal like a pig.
Deliverance. Ned Beatty. I don't think so. I don't believe so.
Which one is related to the other Beatty?
Beatty.
Which one is related to the other Beatty?
I worked with a guy named Dave Beatty.
What about there's another one, right? Warren Beatty. Ned Beatty.
Baby Beatty. Yeah. I don't know any other Beatties. I know a Dave Beatty that I used to work with, a country coach, and a Kim Beatty that was his sister, and a Mark Beatty, and
Black Beatty.
Roger Beatty shot himself in the sternum with a nail gun.
Holy cow.
That's pretty smart, because it was jammed, and he, like, turned it around and, like, pulled the thing back, the safety. Oh!
Ow.
Hospital. I'm going to the hospital now. I've shot myself in the sternum with a nail gun. 16 penny.
So what were we talking about? We were just talking about something, weren't we?
Tagcast Hotline, Richard Gere, guinea pigs.
Oh, and then, yeah, Ned Beatty or, yeah, okay.
See that timeline, how it worked?
Yeah.
Gerbils. Gerbils. Squealing like pigs.
Gerbils.
What would happen if you took a gerbil and put it up a pig's ass? Do you think he'd squeal like a human?
What would he...
Squeal like a human.
It would be... Can you do it sounds like a turducken kind of a thing.
Turducken pig?
Yeah, you see you got the guinea pig.
Now, I don't know what that is. What's a turducken?
A turducken?
Yeah.
That's where...
I had never heard that term used in it, out of anyone's mouth. I'd only read it on a video of Chris Castles doing a comedy show at a house party, and it was called turducken pig.
You don't know what a turducken...
Nope.
Okay,
enlighten
so a turducken,
me,
sir. You have a chicken... A duck and a turkey.
Oh.
And you put, I think you unbone everything, right?
I don't unbone nothing.
So you take the chicken. What's bigger, a chicken or a duck?
Chicken. Well, it depends. You can get little chickens.
So you stuff like the duck inside the chicken, and then you stuff that inside the turkey.
And then you stuff the turkey in the pig's mouth.
No, and gross. Then, yeah, and then right there you got that.
Turducken.
And then you that's what you stuff the turkey with, rather than the traditional stuffing.
That's crazy. Maybe you could use a Cornish game ham.
Yeah, I've never made one. I know you can buy them in stores in a box. I think it's more like a pressed meat type of thing than, you know, where it has just layers.
What if you did turducken pig hen? Cornish turducken pig.
I don't know. Well, you got the gerbil in there. You gotta put the gerbil.
Oh, so gerbil duck and pig.
Yeah.
Gerbil turd duck and pig.
Yeah.
That's a new.
And then you put the whole thing inside an elephant. It'd be like that Taco Town commercial on SNL. It's still one of my favorite things ever to watch.
Oh, and don't answer yet. We throw that inside of a folded over Chicago style pizza.
Can we eat it now?
No.
Good. But not before.
Not before we deep fry it in a big vat of shit. Turd.
Oh, I love it. And then they pour that big old bucket of fucking pig. Salsa in the bag.
It's all slopping around.
Taco Town!
Gerbil turducken pig. That's a good one.
So, yeah, that probably pretty brings us near the end.
Getting
right?
close. Yeah, our last episode from Friday was like a long-winded bitch because the wind was blowing really hard that day and the power kept going out.
I was scared, so I just kept talking.
I drove in my van, and it started running shitty right when I got off the freeway, and then I thought I was running out of gas, but the gauge didn't say I was, and so then I got $10 worth of gas, and then it seemed to work better after that. So I think I was actually
Do we need to fill that
gas.
Up with cement so you don't end up blowing around?
No, but it was whipping me.
Mm-hmm.
Whipping me good.
Yeah.
I say whip it.
Whip it out!
But yeah, we're hoping you guys have a good first part of this year. It's only Monday. It's the first Monday of the year. Because last Monday was New Year's Eve. Hey, speaking of New Year's Eve, have you got a chance to listen to Neil Hamburger yet?
No, I have not.
I listened to another episode the other day, and it's just surreal. It was a shorter episode. They counted down from 21 to 11 because Ryan Seacrest has that whole 10 through 1 thing all legally wrapped up. So they can't.
Does he?
No, but that's what he says.
I could imagine he probably that, does.
So
right?
You can't count down past 11 on New
Not
Year's
even
Eve.
NASA.
No,
or is it NASA?
Only it's NASA. Just ask Ricky from the Trailer Park Boys. But yeah, I totally forgot what we were talking about.
We were talking about Neil the hot dog.
Neil Hamburger, yeah, dude. If you got a chance, they're short episodes, and you can fast forward through the weird songs. He's like, now we're going to join our next musical act on stage 17. I do a pretty good impersonation if I do say so myself. Hello, everybody. This is Neil Hamburger, and welcome to New Year's Eve. We're broadcasting from the studios high above Times Square, Hollywood, and our reporter on the street is our famous comedian, Mike Mike, what do you got for us down there? It's ridiculous, dude. I can't even believe that
Does Mike have a last name?
He just has a last initial, and that's why there was a blank spot after I said it. Maybe you could dub that in later.
Because Mike's going to have a lot of last names. That would be funny.
Hunt. Huntsberger.
Well, yeah. But think of like,
or Eric Huntsberger.
What about Mike?
Check.
Rowave.
Yeah, or Mike Check.
Mm-hmm.
Or Mike Rowphone.
Mm-hmm. Or Rowaved Hot Dog.
Rowaved.
Rowaved Hot Dog. So you'd have like Mike Rowaved Hot Dog.
Okay.
Do you know anybody with the last name Rowaved Hot Dog?
I do not. I know a ton of guys named Mike, though.
I do, too. It's a lot more popular than Rowaved Hot Dog.
Rowaved Hot Dog is a weird name.
It is.
No matter which way you slice it.
Uh-huh. And then you can have, like, our keys are missing. So you'd have Mike Car Keys are missing.
Ah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
But see, you can't really just determine your own last name.
You can change it to whatever you want. You can be Esteban Ocho Cinco if you want.
Yeah, or I could be Terry JBL Audio.
Mm-hmm. Depends upon your number.
Exactly. On the latest episode, back to Neil Hamburger, something unusual is happening over at Stage 22 tonight, so be sure and check that out.
Uh-huh. All right.
We're ready to do the countdown now. I wonder if the show's over now, because the last episode I heard was before the new year.
So yeah,
you think he'd keep doing it? Because he pretended it was New Year's Eve every episode.
Every episode he pretends it's New Year's Eve?
Yeah. Yeah, and they count down at the end of every one to 11, and then it just goes totally silent.
So they're like, everyone's excited.
You can hear the crowd roaring. He's like, 10, or it's like 14, 13, 12, 11. And then it just goes totally silent. It's fucking weird.
You know how many episodes we had in season 2?
39 plus 1. 40.
Well,
the two best ofs didn't count. The bonus ode was 1. We had 39 regular episodes, but that included the two best ofs.
So the 40.
Yeah, it'd be 40 minus the two bonus, which were best ofs, which really we didn't sit down and record.
So we did 38?
Yes. We did 38 episodes, and we aired 40, because that's the way we roll. Hose. Why, are you doing some research over there?
Yeah, I was just trying to get some math. I think this is our 90th episode.
Dude, I told you to stay away from the meth. I was just trying to get
math,
some math.
Math, not math.
Oh, math. Okay.
I got a button that says that. Math, not math.
Yeah.
Wait, I just said math, not math.
Add it up, man. Well, that's
90.
Cool. Episode 90. So 10 episodes from now, we'll be celebrating our 100th episode.
And we'll count down our 100 greatest.
10.
Well,
9.
We're going to have to count down 100 8, greatest something.
7. 6.
But you think about that, that's
5,
only in like
4,
60 minutes, so we'll have like 40 seconds to talk about every 100 things.
I'm Mike Wallace, and this is 60 Minutes. Hey, you guys have a good Monday. We'll be back to hump you on Wednesday. And who knows? We might get a guest this week. We might not. Who cares? We don't need no stinking guests. We're going to eat turducken pig. I mean gerbil turducken pig.
Portland just won a basketball game. I don't care about that.
That's good. They suck.
But
they won a game 2 weeks ago, too.
Yeah, you can tell which what day this is just probably by that.
Yeah, it was a day that there was a game.
Since.
They only won once in the whole year. Thanks for listening, you guys. Peace out.
Rock on.
And metal.
The TagCast podcast can be heard on iTunes,
Stitcher,
TuneIn Radio,
and our website,
TagCastPodcast.com.
You can also hear us rebroadcast on internet radio station Rock Out Radio on Friday evenings. Find us on Facebook and review us on iTunes.
Help support our show. Donate directly on our website.
Or click on our Amazon affiliate link before you shop there.
TagCastPodcast.com.